That's a great question. We should have an advantage already. We have a university, a large university here. So when it comes to having a workforce, maybe what the things we can do are making sure we're attracting the right kind of businesses that go along with the workforce that the university is giving us. That said, I think at some point we need to focus on growing the businesses ourselves here. I mean, we live in a world where you can sell to the world, and we have highly educated people coming out all of the time out of the university. So we need to create an environment where they can stay here and begin to build their businesses. And that doesn't mean that at some point they don't need to grow as well, but you can sell to the world. So I think maybe the focus, while I'm all for trying to attract certain types of businesses, I want to make sure that they don't affect small businesses. So the kind of businesses that come in that kill our small businesses, I'm not for, typically. I don't think that's a long-term – that's a good strategy long-term. But there are certain types of businesses, some which are already, you know, considering coming here, that really isn't anything that a small business can do anyway. So that allows small businesses to grow to support that. But really, we need to start thinking about how can we build businesses here out of the university, and not just through the university, but just try to sell to the world with what we have, which is going to be, to some degree, it's going to be because we do have farmland and we have some resources that way. Just using the resources that we have in Kansas and selling to the world and actually being the ones that own the businesses instead of working for the businesses.